This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On to the Lions. Pro Football Focus has their offensive line rankings ahead of the season. And their number one is the Philadelphia Eagles. No surprise there.
No.
Their number two is not the Detroit Lions.
Hmm.
The Lions don't check in the top 10.
Excuse me?
The Detroit Lions currently 13th in offensive lines. They point out the losses of not only Frank Ragnow, now that's the one people fixate on,
Zeitler.
But Zeitler too. They expect a drop-off from this group. Now they highlight Christian Mahogany as someone who could slide in, and they still believe Detroit will be a high-level run-blocking unit, but the interior might hold them back. Stoney, if they don't have a top 10 offensive line, they are not winning the Super Bowl.
No, they're not, because you have a quarterback who needs protection to sit back and find his receivers and do his work. And that's not a knock on Jared Goff. That's just the facts. And they're going to run the ball probably more, which according, when you lose a guard in the center, that's going to be more difficult. So I understand what they're saying. I think 13 is a little low, but if it's true, we got trouble in River City.
Right. They have Denver number two, Buffalo number three, the Chicago Bears number four. They've hit that unit aggressively this offseason. Mm-hmm. Colts five, Bucks six. Vikings, Falcons, Jets, and Chargers round out the top 10. You could take issue with any individual.
Right.
I'm not really into this to squabble. I'm just asking the question. If the Lions don't have a top 10 offensive line, they're screwed. True or false?
True.
The answer's true.
I don't see how you can say otherwise.
Yeah, because it does put Goff in a bad spot.
Right.
He turns into the pumpkin. He turns into the turnover-prone quarterback if his timing is disrupted.
Right.
And if he's very good in rhythm. He's very good at distributing the ball in this offense and getting the playmakers going. He's much better than I think anybody anticipated when he showed up to town. But there is the Goff that showed up to town rattled, and it's because he was getting hit in the pocket.
Right. Look, there might be an increase of real short passes, a lot of like quick dump-offs to Gibbs and things like that. To mask their problems at offensive line for sure, but no, you can't win the Super. They can't win a Super Bowl if they don't have a top 10 offensive line.
And I would stress to people, top 10 offensive line in September is not the same thing as top 10 offensive line in February.
Correct.
Hank Fraley's going to have some time.
Yes,
they're going to need guys like Tate Ratledge and Christian Mahogany and even Graham Glasgow to find a little fountain of youth. And they have to do it in the postseason. Because we saw last year, 15 wins wasn't good enough.
Right.
248-539-9797. Maybe part of this is they're going to run the ball more.
They're going to have to. Yeah. But if their interior of their offensive line is struggling, Montgomery, I know he breaks tackles and things like that, and not to mention Gibbs, they're very successful going up the middle.
My only thought is, you help those offensive linemen by running the ball. If you ask them to pass set 30, 40,
right,
50
I know.
Times in a game.
John will tell you, as an offensive lineman, they love to run block.
Yeah, and maybe that's what you do early in the season. Ticket text flooding in. Your thoughts, if the Lions' offensive line takes a step back all the way out of the top 10, does it mean they won't win the Super Bowl? Pro Football Focus has them falling. They have them 13th.
Yeah.
And I get it. You lose
yes,
Frank and you lose Zeitler. Those are two vets, proven performers.
Decker getting a year older. Yeah. Glasgow didn't have a great year last year.
You're going to start a rookie on this offensive line, and you're going to start potentially two guys who have very little experience.
Right.
Maybe they get molded like clay, and at the end of the year, they look great. But out of the box, they are significantly worse than they were last year.
And you made a great point that Hank Fraley, he can do a lot of really good things, but the offensive line that you see in September, you might not see in February, as far as the quality should get better, you know, barring their health concerns. By the way, I do want to mention the pitcher that I forgot how to pronounce. It's Ryan Pepiot.
Yes.
Who the last time he faced the Tigers, 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. So,
who are the Tigers throwing tonight? Is it
Flaherty?
Jack? Yeah. Okay. We'll see what kind of Jack we get today.
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, I get the O-line takes a step back and they need to be top 10, but we also need our D-line to step up and be top 10 to lessen the blow, which leads me to why is Za'Darius still not back?
I'm more worried about the interior without McNeil. That's what I'm worried about. And DJ Reader did not have a great season last season.
How much of that is he was injured coming into the season? Did we get kind of the last hurrah? Because I know he's at the end of his career.
I know. This will be it for him this year.
It's him and a rookie.
Yeah.
So you got two ends of the spectrum, and fair. Ticket Texter says, we're still top 3 in the league. Stop overreacting. Ridiculous.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Tell us why. Why are we still top 3 in the league?
Because he's a Lions fan and wants to be top 3. I mean, I hate to be smarmy about it, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
There's no rationale in saying we're going to lose an all-pro. Well, Frank was old. Yeah, he was elite.
Yes.
He was elite. No matter how banged up he was elite. You're not elite at that position. Zeitler was a guy who was a Pro Bowl guard
right. In
his first year with the Lions. Mm-hmm. But 2 years ago.
Yes.
Replacing those guys... You're not even recognizing how good they were. It's like disrespectful to how good of football players those guys are.
Look, they can't run every run play to the right side behind Sewell, as great as he is.
I know.
So when Ragnow retired, we talked about this is all about coaching and game planning.
Yeah.
They're going to show just how good of coaches they are. I do believe with Hank Fraley, they're in good hands. But ultimately, let's just say they're where they're ranked. You can still win that way. It's not like they're in the bottom.
I don't think this team can win without a top 10 O-line.
Jim, is 12 or 13? What was it?
13th.
Okay. That's still above the middle ground.
Yeah, but the goal is not to be the middle ground. The goal is to be the last team standing holding the Lombardi Trophy.
Right, so exactly. If they stay healthy, which I think is critical to what's happened with Ragnow, and these young guys grow as the season goes, and yeah, you're going to have your games early where they look a little rugged.
Yeah.
But if the O-line grows throughout the season, game planning, I think running the ball outside with Gibbs more, I think having a sixth offensive lineman there earlier in the year, all these things, keeping LaPorta in more, Brock Wright. If they game plan it, you can mask it. That's what the Chiefs did when the Chiefs had their bad O-line. They still got to the Super Bowl, but the injuries absolutely crippled them.
The Chiefs had a couple things going for them that the Lions do not. They were the number one defense, right? They had Spagnuolo with the blitzes. Mm-hmm. They had Chris Jones. They were the number one defense. I'm not forecasting the Lions to be one of the two or three best defenses in football. The other thing, I don't even need to say it. We all know it.
Right.
They have Patrick Mahomes. So when the line breaks down, he can do wizard stuff.
Up until when they played the Bucs, where the injuries just absolutely crippled them. Even the best quarterback in football got exposed in that game.
So Goff will as well, would be my concern.
That's why I'm saying and their health had... You're not listening. The health. They have to stay healthy, and they have to grow throughout the year. Just because they're 13th now doesn't mean that they can't be 9th.
I said if they end the year... If they're the 13th offensive line this season.
Right.
If the season plays out and we don't have a top 10 unit,
right,
they won't run the ball as well. Goff's going to get hit more.
Right.
He's going to turn it over more. They can't lean on an elite defense. They will not win the Super Bowl.
We're not saying that they can't get better than where they're ranked right now. You're
if at the end of the year they end up with like the sixth offensive line. Well, okay, now you know that's different. Right. But if they have a pronounced step back up front, right. that is the engine of this football team.
Yes.
We're not getting off the starting blocks.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But if you have a defense where maybe Terrion Arnold doesn't have a PFF grade at 51 or whatever it was last year, again, to me, let the defense pick up some of the slack.
Oh, yeah. You know? The problem is up front.
Exactly. The Chiefs are the example of what you do. You just use that. The defense, it's other people have to step up. This has been, they wasted the best years when they had their best offensive line, right?
Yeah.
And this is what happens. This is the first little chink in their armor, and there's going to be a lot more when you can't keep everybody.
Texter says, in the end, the O-line is Ratliff and Mahogany. They need to be solid. They need to hold down the line. Yeah, it comes down to two young players who have a combined one start.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And look, Decker has to even maintain or even get better and not age. Which is not going
to
be easy.
Stoney, I got bad news for him.
Well, you know, he's playing.
We're all getting older every single day.
Believe me, I know. But you don't understand what I'm saying.
I know what you mean.
The older you get, usually you're not as
he
good.
He needs to maintain a level of play that solidifies the offensive line.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.